Call the July 17th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dander?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1, citizen comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Any citizen wishing to speak? Okay, seeing none, I will close the citizen's comment period. This is something I don't like to do, but I like to do it in the same vein. I don't like to do it because that means that a trusted and faithful and great employee has gone on to other things, but it's great because he's gone on to other things. Bill, come on up. Mark. Bill's back from his second home. We tried to get him all week, but he doesn't have a phone.
They don't work either.
They just got electricity.
Right.
And the ice just got off the lake. So, yeah. So anyway. Whereas William M. Bill Wooker was hired as the City of Franklin Health Services Administrator on December 1st, 1992. Whereas on New Year's Day in the year 2000, that was an interesting night before, upon the turn of the century, Bill's vocation was retitled to Director of Health and Human Services. And whereas Bill's life has been spent in the interest and furtherance of the public health, safety, and welfare, and whereas Bill's service to others is the primary focus of his existence, having prior to his appointment in the City of Franklin been a public health nurse for the City of Milwaukee Health Department, a nurse consultant with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, community health nurse for the Visiting Nurses Association, community health nurse for We Care Nursing Services Incorporated, and a registered nurse for the Mount Sinai Medical Center. And whereas Bill is highly educated in the realm of public health medicine and practice, having pursued a Master of Science, Magister Scientiae.
Latin.
A degree at University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, a certification in nursing management at Marquette University, go Warriors, and having received a Bachelor of Science, Baccalaureus Scientiae.
Former seminarian.
Degree at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, not yet. And a Bachelor of Arts degree, Baccalaureus Archaeum. You gotta check me on this. Degree in philosophy at St. Francis de Sales College and being a Messmer High School graduate forever. And whereas Bill is a highly educated, knowledgeable, and practical in terms of the rules, laws, and orders pertaining to Wisconsin governmental regulation of public health services, and applied them proficiently, I would say, with skill and excellence, during his service as the person in charge of the Franklin Health Department. And whereas after over 25 years of service to the City of Franklin and its residents, those in need in the city, Bill has retired from his employment after the last day of work, Friday, June 1st, 2018. And whereas while Bill will now probably be spending more of his time with his bride during what some may call the winter of his life in winter Wisconsin, one might reasonably guess that he will always immediately respond to that call for honors, that is Latin exempli reti, dis doctors in 1937, calling out cures in 1939, from nurse to worse, 1940, and nutty but nice, also 1940, and others of students. Now, therefore,
be proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor, and I, Mark P. D'Andrea, County Council President of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all of the citizens of Franklin and the staff of the city government, thank you for all your wonderful, caring, hard work for the people. Thank you, Bill. Presented this day, the 17th of July, 2018.
Membership card. Trust me, these past 25 years went quickly. In 1992, the largest waterborne epidemic in the United States history occurred locally. I, as the new health officer, got cryptosporidium, and I learned firsthand that period of the importance of communicable disease prevention, suppression, and control. Time passes quickly. I enjoyed my work and my working relationship with this governing body. You may not have known it, but I never liked sitting in the hot seat and doing a presentation to you. It was always overwhelming to me, in part because I saw you, but I also saw those who came before you. Vince Waltenberger, Tom Taylor, Mary Thomas, Basil Ryan, Del Seaver, Chris Magyar, Jim Bergman, Tim Solomon, Fred Clemens, Pat Murray, Terry Hanley, Pete Kosovich, Lyle Soans. I saw all of you. I saw the history. I felt such an engagement in this experiment called representative democracy. I've been changed by this position. I've cherished my work with you. I'm happy with my work. I'm very honored that the health department staff came this evening. As well as my wife, Linda, if you could stand. That is my bride, 32 years. We just come back from winter Wisconsin, where we have a seasonal home. So lastly, I want you to know that I leave you with a seasoned, capable, and knowledgeable staff. They will not miss a beat. And with a sense of accomplishment and appreciation, I say goodbye and thank you.
You're giving me a number.
Mr. Mayor, could I just say one or two quick words?
Yeah. I'll see you up in winter.
Excellent.
I just want to say I had the privilege and honor of working with Bill for a lot of that time with the fire department, and he was always a leader in the city, both for the citizens, but also internally for any department head or any person on any department that needed any advice. I remember calling him when I was the acting fire chief. I called him on a Sunday about an issue with the pool at the high school, and he dropped everything and was helping me out with that. Numerous other issues throughout the years, and advice he would give on just about anything else in life as well, and it's a testament to his leadership and ability that the health department is here to see him off. And we are losing someone very special that has put a lot of good things into this city and served the citizens very, very well. So thank you, Bill, and good luck with your promotion to retirement.
We didn't put it in the proclamation, but when Bill arrived here, He was the health department. There was absolutely nobody in that department. Oh, Lori. Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
So he has done an exceptional job in building a quality department. Every one of the people there are just a tremendous asset to this community. So thank you, Bill, and congratulations again. Okay, with that, I'll move on to approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of June 19th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D, public hearings, a proposed amendment to the 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan. Madam Clerk, this is for Bear Development. Madam Clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, July 17th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation of a portion of property located at 11205 West Ryan Road from business park use and areas of natural use resource features use to residential use and areas of natural resource features use. Bear Development LLC applicant. Property which is the subject of this application currently bears tax key number 892-999-2001, currently subject to a certified survey map application, which, if approved, will result in a parcel consisting of approximately 32.6011 acres of land, excluding any right-of-way to be dedicated to the city, more particularly described in a tax in a legal description on file. The land contains 1,420,106 square feet, or 32.6011 acres. Public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.10014D. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours. The proposed draft ordinance is also available and open for inspection by the public at the Franklin Public Library during normal business hours. In addition, it is available for review on the city's website, dated this fifth day of June 2018.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, could you give us the highlights, please? He didn't know he was going to do this.
As the clerk said, and the Bear Development is requesting to amend the future land use map, land use designation from business park and areas of natural resource features to residential and areas of natural resource features. This is for the Lot 3. If you recall previously, Bear brought forward a certified survey map that was approved by the city. This is for the Lot 3, all in part of their larger mixed-use development plan.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick. Okay, with that, I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Without objection, we'll move on to item G2, which is the action regarding this matter, which is an ordinance to amend the Comprehensive Master Plan. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that matter? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move to organizational business. Item one is an appointment of Maria Imp to the Library Board.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Let's
take them both together.
Yeah. No.
And Alderman Barber has submitted Fred Knipple for the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Well, let's just...
Two motions,
Would you withdraw your motion? We've got two on the floor.
I'll withdraw.
And who did the first one?
It's not relevant anyway. They can't. There's already a motion on the floor. So.
Yeah, but that motion was for the first appointment.
I made the first motion.
Would you mind withdrawing it, please? And then make again.
Okay. I'll withdraw my motion.
You make
still
the motion
stands.
For two of them. And
I understand that.
I'll second it.
So my motion was for both of them.
Okay. Well, here we are again. So the motion's been made and seconded to approve both. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We move on to the consent agenda. Any motion for or any request for separate action?
F. GF. Separate.
Okay. G?
I'm saying, well, it's, no, F. F. Yeah, G1F.
Okay.
C.
Okay. On the remainder items, all those, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, Alderman Taylor.
That wasn't mine.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, actually, this was in part for the Park Commission. So I don't know. I guess I wasn't expecting to take that. But there are a couple things. I don't know if we want to table this to work it out or not, but there were a couple things that I thought we might be better covered with having them sign a liability waiver. I didn't know how the control of the t-shirts were going to go because anybody can get a hold of a t-shirt, so I wanted to see a little bit more information on that. I had talked to Mark Berta about CDBG funding, but I guess that wouldn't apply, so that item is not for discussion. But so there's a couple things that I either want to have worked out now or just table and work them out later. So I guess it's up to the council on what...
I can address some of those, but it's okay if you table it. The liability waiver is part of the volunteer form that then gets acted on by the, or gets a background check by the police department. Relative to the t-shirts, control of the t-shirts may be an issue, but it's the budget for that was going to come out of volunteer recognition.
Okay, and then one of the other items was the bullet point about bring awareness to programs offered, reading programs, senior youth programs, personalized picket programs, which was confusing to the council members who were just in the licensing committee because these same items that are mentioned here that the ambassador program is going to do under a citizens is the same item on the licensing that says it's the library board. So we wanted to, we thought maybe the ambassador program without that, remove that bullet point, let the two stand on their own. If the library board is applying for this item, then let the library board do that because that's how the application came to the city. So I'm either some more clarification or something, or I don't know. It's in Alderman Taylor's district, so he's the one who's going to have to deal with all the different programs.
Yeah, I mean,
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I mentioned to the mayor before the meeting that, you know, this is the first I was made aware of this. This is in my district. You know, I have a little, you know, there is no Kayla's crew anymore. I just learned that reading this this afternoon. So that was news to me. So we're going to have one individual that is the head of the ambassador program. There's just some clarification. Maybe if Ms. Runty was here, she could answer them. Then you get to item later on in the agenda. Or licensing, the final item I'm going to be asking to hold for appearance. We can have the library director come in and talk to us. There's just how one individual or one entity is now becoming a part of the library when it's nowhere near the library. I could see if it's a neighboring park. There's just some stuff that I think is I need clarity on. So maybe on this item it's smart to table it so we can take them up both together, you know, but there's just because I didn't even know that this Kayla's crew, you know, ceased to exist until, like I said, I read this afternoon. And then